this tool of charging, of spending that little time to be with myself, to reconnect to the Supreme, to enjoy that connection, to enjoy that experience of being in the company of the Supreme. We find that somewhere this first step which we need to take is to become aware of my own true nature. Till now we have always thought that maybe all these weaknesses which we have seen in our life, which are, you know, maybe the block or barrier because of which we are not able to respond to people and situations always in the right way, we've always identified with them as our nature. So whenever we have thought about ourselves, we have always felt that, well, this aspect needs to change, that aspect needs to change, well, this I can't overcome, that is not really good, I should not be doing this. And so we have somewhere very subtly accepted those very subtle weaknesses as our nature. And that's why the first session I was just sharing that to error is human. So we have accepted that we are human. So, you know, ye sab cheezein to hogi. These small little things will be there. And in our journey of life, we have practiced them so much that they have become part of our... The feeling is that they are part of our nature. And so throughout the day, when we are in the environment of meditation, we are in the environment of like Madhuban, Shantivan, in such a beautiful silent environment where we have a lot of vibrations of tapasya, it's more easy for us to remain calm, positive, give good wishes. But when we go back, when we even think about going back into the realistic situation where we are facing this individual who maybe has not responded to us always in a positive way, has behaved somewhere unpleasantly with us, maybe done something or said something which has given us a lot of pain, which we are still holding on. I'm sure you must have now, you know, allowed those feelings to let go. In the morning, we had this beautiful session with Prem Bhai. So somewhere, at least the journey of letting go has begun. And so we find that whenever we have related to this with those practical situations, we find that we feel that it's not so practical. Because somewhere, very subtly, we have accepted those weaknesses as my nature. But the first step is where we have now experienced the virtues and qualities to be our original nature. We can just see the tree. And so we find at the seed level, you know, our original self has these virtues and qualities. And it's only because slowly and slowly in our journey of life, not only this life, but many, many lives, we find that we have started identifying ourselves with our acquired identity. Acquired identity of our name, our roles, our responsibilities, our backgrounds, our belief systems. And slowly and slowly we have started in that journey, subtly acquired those weaknesses, which now are being revealed, you know, by our reactions to situations which we cannot handle or which we cannot cope up. But at the seed level, it's these virtues which are our true nature. Like we say that throughout the day, our body, we surely need food, we surely need some nourishment. So you have these breaks, you have some time for your breakfast, then lunch, then maybe evening tea and then night dinner. But water is something which is always available, you know. Somewhere behind also we have availability of water. So throughout the day maybe we can keep ourselves, you know, without food. But water, important to keep taking some water or the other. Why? When they have fasts, you know, in Jain, they have this boiled water we keep having. Why is it important? Yes. 80% of our physical body is water. And so what happens? What I physically am, I constantly physically need to nourish, to replenish, to restore. Yes? What I spiritually am, I spiritually need. And so throughout the day we find whenever we are interacting with people, what do we need from them? How would I like people to relate to me? Yes? With love, with good wishes, with respect, with calmness, with sweetness, you know. where there is some benefit which we can experience from that relationship. Wherever I'm in situations, how do I want situations to happen? How do I want people around me to deal with situations? When I'm involved in a situation, how do I want people to respond to me in a situation with support, you know, cooperation? Because this is what I truly am. What I truly am is what I truly need. So the first step is recognizing that that seed is my true nature. Today what has happened? We have started relating to what? To the acquired self, the tree. So the seed is merged. So these virtues and qualities have become dormant. And it's only when we are in an environment of peace or environment of positivity that we feel these virtues, that they are again stimulated. And when we go back into an environment where there's a little challenge, there's a little stress, there's a little chaos, what happens? Then we are not able to again feel them. Then we again feel, no, as sister was saying, that's not practical, I'll not be able to do it. But once I experience these virtues and qualities as my true nature at the seed level, then we find that that experience is something which we can come back to throughout the day again and again. And that gives us that experience of restoring our virtues, replenishing that energy. And then the other step is connection with the Supreme. So we find that in the morning, we can go up to the slide. And so we find that in the morning, we had the introduction of the Supreme. Yes. What was most important to understand is that now, connection with the Supreme is through my mind and my intellect. Yes. So we find, is it difficult? How far away is the Supreme from us? Yes? Very near. How near? How near? Just a thought away, no? Just a thought. So till now, always the relationship was where we have been seeking for support. And somewhere we always experienced Him as being the highest, most supreme, lot of respect in His greatness, lot of belief and trust in His greatness, but the relationship was not close. So now we had the introduction today that we are His children. The relationship is so close, you know, the child and a parent. And so we find that connecting with God is through our mind and our intellect, our heart. When our heart gets connected to the Supreme, what happens? When there is this feeling where we experience Him to be our spiritual mother and father, and with that feeling, with that loveful heart, with that pure heart, when we connect to the Supreme, what happens? We enjoy that connection. And so till now we find that maybe we have, because our intellect has been trained, you know, some way or the other, to always be searching from outside, some, or maybe in a form, you know, in a physical form we have been connecting. So we've always felt that maybe it must be something really very, you know, difficult which we need to learn. But actually it's very, very easy. So meditation is being done regularly also by little children also who come to the center. And I was just remembering as sister was sharing about this little child who was coming and parents were coming. So she was, I think, just not more than 4 or 5 years when she had begun. So she was just going to a test, and so she had come in the morning, her dictation test. She must be just junior KG, and so she came to the meditation room and she was going. So I said, Shikha, why are you coming to a meditation? She said, well, I've come to take Baba, that is the Supreme, to my school for my dictation test. I said, but he cannot come and sit there because your teacher will not allow him to sit there. I said, no, he can come. No one will know. I'll ask him to sit with me. I said, but what will he do? I said, but he will tell me all the answers and I will go on writing. I said, but Shikha, it's not allowed in the test. No one can tell you. They will not allow. But Didi, you don't know. He will tell me in my mind. He's not going to tell me loudly. But I said, then it's not right. No, he should tell you and you know all the answers. No, I'll tell Baba to sit with every one of my friends and guide all of us so that he can tell me what is the answer and I will just write down. So we find that it's so simple. It's just that beautiful connection from the heart which we have with our pure feelings which we have with the Supreme. And that allows us to experience that energy, experience that charging, experience that replenishment of that virtues and of that faith in the Self. And so we find connecting with the Supreme is that second step which we need to take. And throughout the day, enjoying that connection. So spending that little time every day in the morning, maybe if you begin, maybe like Radhika Ven said, getting up at 4 o'clock would seem a little difficult. But whatever time you are getting up now, you can get up a little bit earlier to that. And that few moments in the day, in the worldly way also, when maybe throughout the day if there's been something which has not worked, generally they say, oh, what happened? Whose face did I see in the morning? Things have not been working very well. Yes. So we find that that what we do in the morning time influences us throughout the day. So spending those moments in the morning, yes. So at present, when we are talking about tools and techniques of transformation, it's actually sitting down and creating an action plan for ourselves. Yes. What I'm going to now do. Because as Sister was sharing, people are going to ask you your experience, yes? And they would like to see that difference also. So when I'm thinking about an action plan, we find that then I try to integrate it into my routine. So morning, how much time could you recreate for yourself? Yes? Yes, you could begin with a little time, 5 or 10 minutes, but then slowly and slowly as you enjoy talking. You know, when you're talking to your friend or talking to someone with whom you have a very good rapport, someone in the family, do you remember the time? Friends, when you're sitting together talking, do you remember the time? You don't remember the time. The time is already gone. Someone has to tell you, oh, it's been such a long time you've been talking. Sometimes on the phone call also. Yes? And so we find that when we start enjoying that beautiful connection with the Supreme Father and enjoying His experience of His energy, when it becomes a two-way communication, when I start feeling His response, feeling that experience of empowerment, we find that time, it just flies. And so we begin with those few moments in the morning and then throughout the day, we have those few moments after our meditation. Then as we begin the journey of our day, we have some few moments of spiritual study. Here, like in the organization, after our meditation course, we have so many people who we have listened to the experiences, like you just listened to Rajkapal Bhai before this, and so many experiences also in the main hall. And we find that there have been people who have integrated this as their way of life. So the morning time with meditation, there is some little bit of spiritual study which is based on the direct versions of the Supreme. And so those inputs will allow you to nourish the smriti which Sister was talking about. The smriti, or that powerful seat of consciousness which I need to sustain throughout the day towards myself, towards the people whom I'm going to interact, towards the activities which I'm going to do throughout the day. So you'll be playing different roles in the family, then in the work, then maybe you go interact with people in society, maybe you're associated with some organization there, you have some responsibilities there. So throughout the day, the smriti is most important. And so we find that this little nourishment which we have through our daily spiritual study for the smriti allows us then to enhance our quality of response. I'm sure you must have seen the cycle. We'll just show you the cycle. And so we find that as is our smriti, that is our consciousness, so becomes our state of mind. As is my state of mind, so becomes my quality of thoughts, throughout the day which I'm creating. And as is my quality of thoughts, so is my attitude. Attitude towards people, towards situations. As is my attitude, so is my perception, my vision. And as is my vision or perception about the situation, so becomes my response, my action. as is my action, so becomes my, I get a response from the environment, no? That becomes my experience, so becomes my world. And as is my world, it reinforces my original consciousness. In Hindi, it's very, very powerful. Now, there are some Hindi words like smriti, like sanskars, which are so powerful. As is my smriti, so is my state of mind. Jaisi smriti, aisi man ki sthiti. Jaisi man ki sthiti, as is my state of mind, aisi manovritti, vritti, attitude. Jaisi vritti, aisi drishti. So is my vision, my perception, the way I see things, you know. So that little medicine which the sister took, and she was able to see her husband eating with the vision of a mother. And so what happened? There was a lot of acceptance. So my vision towards the same situation now is changed. So we find that as is my attitude, so it influences my perception or vision of the same situation or the same individual. And as is my vision or perception, so is my action, my response, the way I handle, the way I speak, the way I interact. And as I respond, what happens? Accordingly, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So I get that experience from the other side. And that experience then reinforces my original consciousness. So every day we have this spiritual study which we learn in the center, which is, you know, sent through post and email to all the centers. So every day we have the spiritual study which we call as the flute of knowledge, Gyan ki Murli. So that actually empowers the wisdom which the soul has to now use throughout the day. The way I have to see and deal with people and situations throughout the day. So that actually then starts, you know, nourishing or, you know, somewhere nurturing that powerful smriti for my whole day. And so we find that that which we receive is actually sent all over the world. The same morning message, the same morning spiritual study is received or experienced throughout the world. So we have about 9,000 centers. Like today, 29th, so the morning spiritual study which was read here, the Murli, the flute of knowledge, and that is the same which is there in all the 9,000 centers. So everywhere we have the students, the brothers and sisters who are living in the family, coming morning or evening, spending that little time to nourish their state of mind, nourish their smriti for the whole day. And so we find that daily nourishment, what happens? As we said, you know, it's not something, the change which can come immediately. Well, today I take the medicine and tomorrow I'm cured. Today I sow the seed and tomorrow there is fruit. Will it happen? No. I sow the seed and then what happens? What do I need to do? Keep nurturing it, keep nurturing it, keep nurturing it. And so we find that here also we find that this spiritual knowledge keeps nurturing it. But we find that as much as the connection with the Supreme is experienced, my mind has that experience of calmness and sweetness. I experience love for the Supreme, that connection from the heart. I experience His support. His powers keep guiding me and helping me, making it very easy. Jahan sneh hai, wahan yog hai. Where there's love, remembrance becomes very easy. Charging becomes very easy. Connection becomes very easy. You find that where there is love, it's difficult to forget. It's difficult to disconnect. Where there is love, is it difficult to connect or difficult to disconnect? Difficult to disconnect. And so here also, as we start enjoying that relationship with the Supreme, throughout the day spending time talking to Him, developing that very beautiful bond, that relationship. Today we found that we have a lot of respect and regard, but there's a lot of distance which we have kept. Yes? And so we always sing praise of the Supreme Father in different relationships, that you are my mother, you're my father, you're a friend, Tvameva Mata, Pita, Tvameva Bandhu, Tvameva Sakha, Tvameva. But how many of us have actually experienced that naturally throughout the day? Yes? Every time I think about sharing with someone as a mother, I may not always have my physical mother around me, but am I able to connect to the Supreme as a mother? That spiritual mother and experience that sustenance, experience that comfort, experience that total acceptance, that pure unconditional love of the Supreme as my mother. Am I able to experience that relationship of Him as being my Father? And at every moment, whenever, even if it would be just a small little decision, I would be able to connect to Him through my intellect, through that loving intellect, and listen to what He would like to say. And allow His guidance to influence every decision. Just like it becomes so easy for us to call up our Father or someone, you know, our loved one, to talk and check and maybe share what decision we need to take. And so we find that as much throughout the day, there is this experience of loving connection and sharing, talking through my mind. And so we find that what happens to that relationship? Throughout the day, if I'm constantly connecting, talking, sharing, what happens to that relationship? You know, it becomes stronger, bonding becomes more stronger, it becomes very easy to experience this companionship. And then we find that automatically this step allows then His wisdom to guide me through intuition. So that morning time, that is why they say that morning time up to 8 o'clock, you know, one of our doctors who would be meeting you tomorrow, Dr. Satish Gupta, he'll be guiding you a lot of inputs about how this time is very special, because that is a time which influences our subconscious mind, you know. And so whatever we are thinking, whatever inputs, whatever information we are giving to our mind is influencing our subconscious mind, which influences our body throughout the day. So like Dr. Prem Masanthai was sharing today about how our thoughts and feelings, you know, how does the body respond? Tomorrow also Satish Bhai will guide us to that. And so we find that that time, so up to maybe time till you go to work, you know, about up to 7, 8 o'clock, you spend that little time, 10, 15 minutes also. We also have availability of centers wherever you are. So most of you would have come from invitation, yes, from some center or the other. And so that availability is also there. And you'll find that those people, you know, there are many students who come regularly in that morning time. And even if maybe they're not able to spend an hour, but just a little time. And, you know, take the essence of that daily spiritual study. And then throughout the day, here also we find that in our main complex here in Shantivana and up also in Madhuban, every hour there is a minute which is removed, you know. Because we are in a program, we are not accessing that sound of that little moment of silence which we have. But otherwise, every hour, there is just a minute, a song is being played for silence. And so what happens, even those brothers and sisters who are in service throughout the day, every hour, that 1 minute, it reminds them. It just reminds them to again connect with themselves, elevate their consciousness, elevate their smriti, nourish and empower their smriti, and connect the Supreme Father. And so what happens, even in the last 1 hour, if there's been something which has disturbed me, you know, some maybe behavior of someone which has affected me, or maybe there's been some situation which was some very unexpected and just took me by surprise and I just got upset, or there's a lot of stress because of that. What happens in that 1 minute of silence? You know, when I take that moment to be with myself, what happens? Yes? Yes, it's like a stop. And then I'm able to again come back to my own inner self. Come back to that center. Come back to the eye of the storm. Come back to the hub. Come back to my own innate purity, my innate peace, calmness. And then connect to the Supreme and allow His energy, because even though I am connected to myself, that situation which I've, you know, just faced in that last 1 hour, it has affected me. So it will leave some impact and impression. And so the Supreme will give me that strength to allow that to be cleansed, to allow that impact of those feelings of maybe fear or maybe of pain or sorrow to be released, to be cleansed. And then when I, you know, enter the situation again, what happens? There's a much more fresher perspective. I feel more comfortable. I feel more charged from within. So throughout the day here we have that system. But maybe you cannot really actually stop your activities because you're so involved in that. But it's just a mental availability, just a little attention. And so we find that throughout the day, when you're working also, you can remove maybe 5 or 6 such reminders, little moments of time, little drops of time, as Radhika Ben always shares, yes? You can remove, how many such you can remove in your time of work or maybe in the house also. Throughout the day, how many can you remove? Just a minute like this. Yes? How many? Yes. Something which you will need to then sustain. That's very important. We also call this as traffic control here in the organization. And so we have some specific times every hour, but also some specific times where a full song is played. The morning 7 o'clock, then 10:30, then it's at 12, then it's again at 5:30, then at 7:30 and 9:30. And at that time, everyone, whatever activity we are, we try to just withdraw and take that moment with ourselves, connect with the Supreme, check throughout the time which we have spent, which direction has been our quality of thoughts, how much of energy there is, how much of lightness there is, how much I'm able to influence the environment around me in a positive way, and then sharing with the Supreme, allowing His energy to refuel me. And so we find that this traffic control, like any other traffic control of the traffic, what happens? It allows me to change. Even if there's been a direction of thought which I recognize is not to adding value to my response to the situation, it's like time which is being wasted. If you remember the call of time, what does the call of time say? That there's no time which I can waste now. Most of our time which is being wasted, it is at the thought level. Yes, because when time is wasted at action level, we are able to change because there's more awareness. But awareness of thoughts is missing. A lot of time is being wasted there. And so this traffic control gives us that awareness. And that awareness becomes the first step for me to be able to check and then change. And so the morning inputs which we have received will give me some powerful thoughts to change. Because what we have learned through meditation is that we cannot actually stop those negative or weak thoughts. We just have to change. We have to allow our mind to move into a different direction. We have to channelize the mind. So then the morning inputs which we have had, we give some one or two powerful thoughts from those inputs to our mind, which allows our mind to move into a much more creative direction towards the same situation, which makes me feel more confident, more strong, which makes me feel towards a person more light, more neutral. Even if I'm not able to become positive, I'm able to take a step back and become neutral. And then slowly, slowly I'm able to go back into a step of positivity towards that individual. So this traffic control is very important. And then in that moment you can also check the quality of your thoughts till up to that time and which direction they are moving, how much you're feeling empowered. And by the end of the day, then before we sleep, again we have some time, yes? And that time we use for, yes? It's like, you know, maybe you're using the computer and then before you wind up, what do you do? To the computer, you close all your files. Yes? In the same way, you have throughout the day so many things which have happened. So many people you have connected with, so much of information, so much of feedback, so many activities, so many things have happened, so many things you have observed. And so at the end of the day, you remove some time to wind up, to close those files. And then, after those files have been closed, what do I do? Surrender that. Because there's been something still throughout the day which I've maybe said or done which I feel I should have not done. Yes? That realization comes. If I hold on to that guilt or if I hold on to that feeling that, well, this is not what I should have done, what will happen? That will not allow me to put my mind to rest. And so I need to surrender it to the Supreme. I need to talk to Him and very lovingly surrender it to Him. And as a loving parent, what He does is just fills us with that acceptance and gives us a very pure positive thought. And then we find that maybe there have been things which people have said to us, things which have happened, which I feel that this should have not happened. You know, that person should have not said that to me. Why did he say this? Or why did she say this? Or why did this happen? Yes? Those feelings also are there. And so we find if I remain with those feelings, the quality of your thoughts just before you sleep will be the same quality of thoughts when you get up in the morning. And automatically it affects your sleep. Tomorrow Satish Bhai will guide you to that also. You know, that quality of sleep of a yogi is very peaceful and calm. Like Girish Bhai was sharing to you, when you see a baby sleeping, yes, you can see that calmness, yes. Because the child is free from any other thought. Just sleeping in the lap of, very comfortable in his lap of his mother or father. And so we find that surrender to the Supreme, where I surrender all those thoughts and allow myself to just sleep in His loving lap of comfort. And so we find that throughout the day, it's most important to integrate this system of charging, remaining connected to myself, remaining connected to the Supreme, and third is good wishes, which you have experimented now. Very, very important. First, for my family. Second, for people whom I work with, deal with, my friends. And then third, for the world. Important, yes, the world needs good wishes, needs peace, yes. Very, very important. That's a wonderful contribution which we can give. And so we find that this integration, just some thoughts which are there, which maybe you can take, where you can include this. So before you leave, you know, tomorrow you have time, and mostly if you are leaving day after tomorrow, you can sit down for some time, maybe in the meditation room or maybe in the garden somewhere, and sit down and create this little action plan. What few thoughts would you actually integrate in your life, in your quality of your routine throughout the day? Yes? Important? Especially maybe those areas where there are some challenges. Very, very important to actually sit down and create that plan. We find that awareness, the magic of being aware of my original nature. Would you just come and just read this? It's a very beautiful thought. Just come and read it.
I am peace. Believe it and you will think it. Think it and you will feel it. Feel it and you will experience it. Experience it and you will know it. And when you know it, you know, longer need to believe it. Simply remember it. Why? Because you are it.
And so we find that there's so much of magic. Maybe these thoughts are very simple. Sometimes, you know, we feel that meditation is so simple. It's just thinking, you know, about your original virtues. It's just talking to God. Is it so simple? But truth is always simple. It's so very magical. And so we find that these little steps which you take, where you actually start, you know, integrating it into your routine, into the way you feel, you think, you deal with situations and people. That's what will create the magic. You always do as you've always done, you'll always get as you've always got. To get something different, you need to do something different. Yes, but if you always think as you've always thought, you'll always do as you've always done. So to do something different, I need to think differently. That's where meditation and this life of a Raj Yogi works. Where I'm constantly guiding my own quality of thoughts and feelings. Not just thoughts, but it's those feelings which are very powerful. Thank you very much. I would just like you to ask some questions, because this would be the last theme session. If you would have questions, Radhikaben, if you can also come. Any question you would like to ask? We would be having other sessions. Tomorrow also we'll be having a panel discussion where you would be able to ask in the main hall. But from the theme sessions which have happened, if you would like to ask any questions. Maybe if you'd like to share something, yes.
as all of us know, the God, He's the greatest one, and He lives in the highest dimension. And we being human beings, we have acquired many weaknesses over many lifetimes, and we are not that pure, though we make efforts. Then is it possible for us to connect directly with Him? We are in one of the lowest dimension and He is there. So how would it be possible?
It's not about how you see it, your relationship with God, but it is about how God is seeing you in His relationship with you. So you, as you mentioned, that He is the highest on high and He is almighty. So He has every power to determine what kind of relationship He would like to have with you. And He sees you as His child. And no father would like to see their child as being downtrodden or as of no use. No, He doesn't see you like that. So that shouldn't be a problem to connect to Him, because He is reaching out, no? Isn't it? He is reaching out. He is the Almighty and He is reaching out. So it is our humility and our own self-respect that we would, you know, outstretch our hand and say, yes, I would like to connect to you and take power from you. So it is not our thought of whether I am capable or not. He is saying that you are capable. So we can't question God.
He is the greatest, but then He is our father and mother, no? I mean, today also in the world, like any person who has a lot of position or maybe power, it could be the president or prime minister, but the child at home would call him or relate to him as a father. He does recognize that his father is the president or is the prime minister or has some position, but for him he is still the father. So in the same way, we find that when we communicate to the Supreme, yes, we know He is great, we know He is the ocean of love, we know He is the ocean of power, but He is our father. And so when we experience that loving relationship with Him, we have complete right over experiencing His companionship, experiencing His energy. And that energy then fills in the gaps which we are experiencing in the present. Yeah. That is there. This relationship is so beautiful that, you know, it just needs to begin. I remember the story of the sun god, you know, in the pyramids. And it's said to be that the sun god, he had once, he had this child who was very interested to go on earth and have a journey. And the sun god said, well, okay, child, you can go on earth and you can explore and have a good experience. But whenever you want to come back, it was just a story. So whenever you want to come back, you can please remember me, and I will guide you. And so the child moves, you know, in his journey to earth, and he's so excited by so many of his experiences and all that. But along the journey, slowly and slowly, he is disconnected from his own purity and divinity which is there within. And then he comes to a time where he starts experiencing some pain, sorrow, and that's the time when he again remembers his father, the sun god. And then he tries to seek out to connect. But he finds that, well, he knew the path to come, but he doesn't know the path to go back. And so he has this conversation with the father and says, Father, I know I need to come back to you, but I don't know how. And the father in the story says, the sun god, the father says, okay, child, don't worry. You come up till where you can. The rest of the path, I will come and take you. And that's what happens in meditation. We just need to move with that faith in the self, with that love for the Supreme, that self-respect. We just need to take that first step. Rest of the journey, He comes. He touches us. He connects. You would like to share some thoughts also? Please come over. Some thought or some experience of these 2 days. If you would like to share something also, please.
So, I think on behalf of all the participants, We all want to offer our thanks and gratitude to the whole organization for making such comfortable arrangements on the physical way also, and spiritually obviously we have been nourished since morning till evening, and may the Almighty grants us the strength to continue our endeavors in fulfillment of our spiritual journey. Thank you.
You're part of the family now, so the gratitude is experienced by all of us because we are part of a family now. No? The Supreme Father has brought you now here, and so He's going to work through you.
Yes. The area of the faith is very important in this all spirituality, as we know. So how we, build upon that part, the faith part, because unless that is there, I think the connection will be always distortions or the difficulties. The faith part has little hints in that.
So the question is?
How we build the faith, because unless the faith is there, the...
See, as I was mentioning in the morning, the more you know, the more you start knowing God, faith is an automatic result. We do not focus on how to develop faith. We focus on how to know God much more better and love Him. And automatically faith develops. You know, faith is something from the heart, and anything from the heart cannot have a lot of hard work. With your head, yeah, you need to analyze and you have to think. But anything to do with God, you can't use a lot of analysis and intellectualize it and use logic. It doesn't work because it's got nothing to do with it. Yeah, if you have to connect to God, it's from the heart. That's about it.